Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says Kenya is at a crossroad. He shared his outlook on the future of the East African nation during a speech Sunday in the capital of Nairobi, capping a two-day visit to his father's homeland, where he was hailed as a native son.
Kenya is at a crossroads, a moment filled with peril, but also enormous promise. And with the rest of my time here today, I'd like to talk about how you can seize the moment, how you can make sure we leave behind a world that's better, a world that we've borrowed from our children.
The president went on to praise Kenya's progress since winning independence from British colonial rule in 1963. He also said that Kenya's future success depends on three crucial pillars: strong and transparent democratic governance, universal economic development, and a strong sense of national identity that, he adds, rejects conflict for a future of peace and reconciliation. He urged the country to increase efforts to root out official corruption. He also paid special attention to gender equality, saying Kenya will not succeed if it treats girls and women as second-class citizens. At least 13 people were killed in Somalia's capital Sunday when a car bomb exploded outside a hotel that hosts the Chinese and Egyptian embassies. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the blast that targeted the Hotel Jazeera near the Mogadishu International Airport. The death toll comes from ambulance services, who took more than 20 wounded people to hospitals. VOA News. And